my dad would, you know, every time you picked a net of peas, depending on what the price for the market price was, you'd get a ticket or a brass counter. Then you'd cash those in at the end of the week. My dad would sit there in his farm truck. And so, I mean, all of, you know, I sort of grew up with this sort of culture of ingredients, not really not of cooking. But I mean, I don't think I was obsessed with food. I don't think I was obsessed. That was just what it was. And I think probably it was separation from that made me more and more interested in it. I loved selling things. So that probably tells you more about why I've got involved in food businesses. I set up a stall at the end of our family farm drive, and we're very close to the A1. And so there were quite a lot of cars driving by even in those days. And, you know, I remember selling something like rhubarb, which was surplus on the farm. And my dad, who was an amazing, lovely guy, but probably didn't like people selling food at the end of their farm drives for, you know, because he felt that we'd moved on from that. He sort of discouraged me from doing it. But I just remember loving the fact that people would stop their cars and buy stuff off me, not just because they were being nice, but because they really wanted it. And it was fresh. It was farm fresh. So I remember that. But I'd kind of forgotten it. And then I think I got back into food because I learned to cook. My wife inherited the farm that we now live on, and and her parents didn't live here. She inherited it from another relative. So there was no one to cook here, no parents, so I had to learn to cook, to sort of cook for us and for our friends visiting. So I learned to cook, and I, you know, there's a garden here. And so I sort of learned to, I became interested that way. Mm. I sort of self-taught cook, had a few, you know, help from friends. And then, you know, one thing led to another.
Where do you think the desire to sell came from?
I don't know. I mean, I think I was born with that. I'm very interested in what, you know, because I talk to a lot. I've had quite an unconventional career, and so quite a lot of my friends who've, you know, gone into the city or gone into the law or whatever, will ask if I talk to their children who are struggling to work out what they want to do in life, and they somehow think that I'm gonna, you know, they're probably 3 years into a career in something that their dad's done, and they go about to throw it all in, and so in desperation their dad says, "Well, you go and talk to this guy because he's sort of, you know, my career jotted all over the place in my 20s, and I'm always interested in trying to find out what really got people excited in their childhood, because so often we're told to, you know, what are you going to be? Oh, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a fireman. I'm going to be a policeman. But actually, rather than say, well, what really interests you? Because you could actually do what interests you. I mean, let's take the police. You know, the police force has got so many different jobs in it that. But instead, you know, we're encouraged to decide we want to be a policeman. But actually, what if you want to? You know, it's much better. So I like selling things, I look back. The reason I remember that incident of my father saying, "I don't think we need to be selling stuff at the end of the drive anymore," me being disappointed, it reminds me of, you know, me realizing I just love selling things I love selling things that people turn out that they want. I mean, I'm not a very good salesperson of selling to people who don't want stuff. So I'm, you know, call it a virtuous salesperson. I mean, I sold vacuum cleaners once, but they were amazing vacuum cleaners and they were expensive, and I didn't sell very many of them because it was a bit embarrassing. They were so expensive. But I mean, when I found somebody who really needed one of these vacuum cleaners, you know, I was really good at selling it. And I love selling other people. With someone, you know, I meet somebody and they've got a new product, I become their best salesperson. Mm. I mean, I might later find it's got a few flaws, but I get very excited about selling things.
Quick one, guys. Espresso's have got a brand new sponsor, Unleashed. Unleashed is inventory management software that talks directly to your finance and econ software. We use Unleashed daily at Islands. I bloody love it. We've cut our admin time in half, saving approximately 30k a year. Why use it? Save money, save headaches, save stress. Get granular clarity on your margins. Know where your stock is. Don't miss availability. Look, your favorite brands literally use Unleashed as their backbone. Candy Kittens, Tiny Rebel, Trip, all use it religiously. Look, there's a link in the show notes. Please feel free to book in a call with Josh and his wonderful sales team at Unleashed. They're amazing. Even nothing comes of it. And even better news, you'll get your first month free if you reference Hungry. Thank you. There is, especially in the UK, there's almost like a snidey like the sort of salacious used car salesman. But actually, I think if you're saying something you love and something that you know is going to benefit someone else that you're selling that thing to, then it's like the most important thing you can do. I remember once I was working for a juice company, and I was like outside Liverpool Street Station as you come out towards Broadgate Circle. And I was out there like 5 a.m. in the morning selling this juice.
Yeah,
that was. Said it was unpasteurized. It basically was crap, to be brutally honest. And I couldn't get passionate about it. And also, you know, all the commuters were coming past with, they'd literally on the way to me, which was my little truck, was Pret Starbucks boots. So you could, the people for half the price could get all three of those things. Mm. I just thought, oh God, I hate selling, but I'm so bad at selling. I was like, no, it's because I'm selling the wrong thing. And yeah. So as soon as I discovered Manulife, the peanut butter, I was like, oh, okay, this is easy because I'm passionate about it. It tastes good. People want it.
Mm.
I think selling is super important.
But it's just to, you know, to round that off, because I completely agree with you. I mean, so it probably means I'm not a great, if I look at the sales professionals who work with me, you know, at Course and Press, for example, you know, I might open a door, and I mean, I got an email yesterday saying we've just got a listing in a chain of sort of, I suppose, gastro pubs. And I remember thinking, I introduced them 3 years ago. That's my sale. Of course it's not. I mean, it's taken 3 years of hard slog of, you know, filling in forms, of working out, you know, I just opened the door. I spoke to one of the founders of it. They said, that sounds amazing. I must put you in contact. You know, my version of selling is the easy bit of selling. I just say, you know, this is what's great. But selling is also about getting under the bonnet of the customer and working out why they absolutely do need you, especially in our world of food and drink where there's so much choice and it's so tough. You know, just saying, oh, I've got a great product, it tastes lovely, is not...
But I think selling is not just the transaction. Like Alex Ferguson is selling a dream back in the day to the United team. Like, you know, selling isn't just that. I think it's quite myopic to look through the lens of like, it's just selling, you know, that one transaction, that car or that piece of rhubarb. Like sales is such it's a transference of feeling, I think. And also you've done it multiple times in your career with New Covent Garden Soup, with Green and Blacks. And we're going to explore these shortly. You've been able to pull people into these businesses to join the mission per se. What would you say are your principles which could help listeners of selling, like your 1, 2, 3, do you think, if you could boil it down?
For me, it's all around, you know, having a strong narrative, having a story. I mean, that's, you know, I'm just not good at selling anything if there isn't a strong purpose behind it. I mean, you know, purpose has sort of acquired a new kind of, I suppose, sort of professional definition. But you know, I need to, I suppose, you know, I'm quite a campaigner. I'm an environmentalist. I grew up on a farm. I've always felt very strongly that, you know, modern farming isn't good for the planet. I'm a supporter of wider nature. And so I suppose, you know, I come from that background, and you know, my mum was one of those people as well. So I kind of, you know, I've chosen to go into business. I'm very interested in politics. I always thought as a younger person that I would go into politics. And I think I am in politics in a way. I think, you know, being involved in business, particularly involved in earlier stage businesses, you know, that I think that you can change the world for better through enterprise. Mm. And so that to me, that's what interests me most now. It always sort of has done. I mean, I'm interested in business per se, but I'm interested in why are we doing this? Because we're not, you know, if we're not making the world a better place, I mean, there's absolutely no justification for existing. You know, we operate under a license from society. So I guess that's where my stories start. You know, that's where I come from. Why are we doing, why do you need this? Why does the world need this product? And, you know, then you do need to get into a bit more detail as to why this particular customer needs this product when they seem to have got a lot of other people's products already. But I still think that, increasingly it turns out that lots of people think like me. I mean, I've been thinking like that for, all of my adult life, if not longer. But, you know, now you find some of the most commercial organizations are saying, well, you know, how's this going to help us on our journey to net zero? How's this going to help us on our journey towards, you know, improving biodiversity? How's this going to help on our, you know, journey on engaging with the wider community? Those sorts of things. Well, that's kind of always been my interest. I mean, I don't want to make myself sound too virtuous, because then you switch everybody off, and including myself. I mean, you know, it's got to be fun. It's got to be, you know, it's got to taste good. It's got to be all those things as well. But to me, it's got to have a wider purpose.
You said why and story are probably the other two legs of purpose, or the things that prop up purpose. Let's go into this why and this story. So you, as you said, your career kind of dotted around. You were in the army, in barrister, investment banker. Then you went to INSEAD.
Yeah.
So describe what you're feeling at that point in your life, and then what was the why and the story that made you rekindle that love with food from your childhood and the rhubarb feelings that made you think, right? Because as you said, like, you've just done a master's degree at one of the best schools in Europe.
Yeah.
And I think just to give listeners a bit of context, like, we talked about this with Mark, is right now it's very in vogue and a bit rock star to launch a food and drink brand. But yeah, back then it was not, right? In from what Mark has told me. Thank you so much for listening. It honestly means the world to me. I hope you enjoyed your morning coffee, and go and have an amazing day. Let's be having ya. If you want the full episode, it will be in the show notes. A link will be in the show notes for the full episode. Thank you so much. Please tell your friends as well. It means the world to me.